Hello, and welcome to episode 58 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about the possibility of safe wheat, a pill-sized camera, autism, type 1 diabetes, and holiday sugar cookies. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2012, use the term PODCAST11, that's podcast in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Safe wheat. Gluten, the sticky glue that holds dough together found in kernels of wheat, barley, and rye, is comprised of a complex mix of proteins. Only a select few of these proteins are responsible for triggering celiac allergic reactions. In the past, scientists have tried to create a safe wheat by cultivating varieties of wheat and barley that contain little or no allergenic proteins. But recently, rather than avoiding the allergenic proteins, scientists used a genetic engineering trick that would eliminate the key enzyme needed to create allergenic proteins in the first place. The resulting wheat kernels showed sharply lower levels of allergenic gluten proteins. The scientists feel that they have good odds of creating a variety of safe wheat in the future, suitable for producing bread and baked goods commercially without problem gluten proteins. Camera in a pill. Doctors use a tiny video camera in the form of a pill called video capsule endoscopy, or VCE, to diagnose adenocarcinoma, lymphoma, or refractory celiac disease. However, some doctors are suggesting that VCE could replace standard endoscopy and even biopsy in certain circumstances. After a small-scale study, a research team recently concluded that VCE and the observation of the classic mucosal changes of villus atrophy may replace biopsy as the gold standard for diagnosis in patients who either decline endoscopy or in suspect patients with negative duodenal biopsy. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Autism. Autism afflicts approximately one in every 88 children. Recent discoveries indicate that at least a third of autism cases seem to be linked to inflammatory disease, which could have begun before birth. Inflammation is a natural defensive process. In a normal body, the immune system uses inflammation in a very precise, targeted way before returning to the normal state. In an autistic individual, the state of inflammation is chronic, giving the body no time to revert to normal. Some studies trace these inflammatory effects back to inflammatory responses within the mother during pregnancy. If a mother is hospitalized for a viral infection, such as the flu, during the first trimester of pregnancy, it triples the odds of autism. A related study found that a mother's rheumatoid arthritis elevated the child's risk of autism by 80%. rates of autism in children of mothers with celiac disease were 350% higher than normal. A mother's diagnosis of asthma or allergies during the second trimester of pregnancy also increases her child's risk of autism. So does metabolic syndrome, a disorder associated with insulin resistance, obesity, and crucially, low-grade inflammation. Yet, viral and bacterial infections don't seem to be the precise cause of autism. The culprit is actually within the body's immune response. Some studies show that if inflammation is controlled during pregnancy, it won't interfere with fetal brain development. Interestingly, asthma researchers are coming to similar conclusions. Preventing inflammation in pregnant women just might prevent asthma. Type 1 diabetes. This story comes to us from the Autumn 2012 Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Be sure to take a look at our online sample or sign up for your own copy at journalofglutensensitivity.org. Can a gluten-free diet prevent type 1 diabetes? It has long been understood that two autoimmune diseases, celiac disease and type 1 diabetes, are related. They share common genes, and the incidence of celiac disease is higher among type 1 diabetics. There have been some anecdotal reports regarding children diagnosed with type 1 diabetes who were put on a gluten-free diet soon after their diagnosis and for a period of 2 years or more did not require insulin. The thought was that the gluten-free diet effectively halted the progression of their diabetes, at least for the duration of the study. Scientists have recently determined that, just as wheat gluten induces the production of inflammatory chemicals that ends up damaging the intestinal lining, the elimination of gluten doesn't just neutralize those negative effects, but it can actually leave room for the production of anti-inflammatory chemicals generated by the body that can heal the intestine, as well as help stabilize a patient's type 1 diabetes. Holiday sugar cookies. Here's a tasty sugar cookie recipe just in time for the holidays. First, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, then in a small bowl, combine 2 cups of all-purpose gluten-free flour, teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, pinch of nutmeg. In a separate bowl, beat 1/2 cup of butter or vegan spread with 1 cup of sugar or sugar substitute until creamy, and then add egg substitute, almond extract, almond milk, and mix well. Then add the dry flour mixture to the butter and egg mixture. Mix the two together well. Then, to bake, scoop the dough into balls and place them 2 inches apart on a cookie sheet. Bake them up for 12 minutes or until golden brown. Remove from the oven. Set aside to cool for 5 minutes or less before serving. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition from everyone here at celiac.com. Thank you for listening.